take a girl and a guy, and they fall madly in love and form a family. Sprinkle in some counseling degrees and a doctorate, a dream of transforming relationships as we know it. And 20 years later, we give you power couple Dr. Ray and Jean Kedkodian. And this is their podcast, Couple Synergy.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Couple Synergy with Dr. Ray and Jean. Hi, I am Dr. Ray.
And I'm Jean. And this is our podcast about love, marriage, and relationships.
Check us out online at couplesynergy.com or on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Couple Synergy. That's a mouthful. And please subscribe to our podcast, leave us a review, or send us any suggestions on topics you'd like to hear more about. And now on to Couple Synergy, an in-depth look at love, marriage, and relationships, where we bring you our experience helping thousands of couples transform their relationships for over 25 years.
You know, everyone says you should work on your relationship, but nobody teaches us how. So we've created this podcast to teach people what they can do to create the relationship they've always dreamed of.
With the partner they fell in love with. Okay, so today we are opening up a gift from Esther and Spencer. We did a podcast with them.
And actually, we interviewed them.
And they have a book called Lost and Found, Assemblage Artists of Northern California. And one of the things that they talked about was creating art together, mm-hmm. right? And that's kind of what we're talking about today is creation, creating together, and how that's really important for relationships. So we decided that we are going to open up their little project.
Yep.
And create together here.
So we don't know what it is. And they were hoping we had this before we interviewed them, but we got it after. So this is the second part of their podcast. Ray. I thought you had it on the close one.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. What could it be? Popcorn.
Popcorn everywhere.
It's another box.
Wait. I think there's something else in here. Yeah.
Oh, the book.
Okay.
All right. Popcorn.
So.
It's everywhere.
Okay. So, what first? The book?
All right. So, yeah, this is, as I was saying, this is the book that they wrote, Lost and Found.
What's sticking out of the top?
We got something, a little note for us? Nope. Just the
packaging.
Oh, we signed it. That's nice.
Nice.
Lost and Found, Assemblage of Art. So, you know, if you listen to the podcast, they talk about kind of going around their house and finding things and repurposing it as art as they put it together, you know, both of them together.
So the book is some of the items that they've done. Oh, this one is kind of cool. It's a clock. Can you see that?
I'm going to keep the string.
I don't know, what camera are you on? Where's
maybe,
the camera?
It's that one right there.
There we go. See, it's a clock, and then there's a sculpture inside or some type of statue. That's pretty cool.
So this says, you're about to experience an out-of-the-box starter kit. Inside this kit, you'll find a variety of found and discarded objects, a box, and glues to help you put together your own assemblage art piece. Feeling intimidated? Don't be. This art form needs no formal training. And don't forget to check out the book, which we just showed you. All right, so let's check this out here.
So right. Already they wrapped it in a map, which is part of their repurposing of things.
Yes, you have in your possession a unique box that will take you on an art journey into unexplored realms. Inside, you will find a box and objects that were hand-selected by Spencer and Esther. Gather objects on your own as well, figurines, broken jewelry, toys, memorabilia, photos, feathers, just about anything flat or three-dimensional. Suggestions on using this kit: arrange the provided objects until you feel the pieces coming together. Decide its orientation or how it's hung, and take one of the small hangers off the back of the box. Don't feel limited to what's provided. Add your own objects to your build. Rearranging objects in your box until you have what feels like a finished art piece. Take a photo of it, take it apart, and begin to glue the items starting at the bottom of the box until all objects are firmly in place. Let glue dry. Unveil your work of art. All right.
You know, interestingly, when we made the face of this bar for the saloon,
yeah,
we did that. We took all these objects that were meaningful to us, and we embedded it into the
epoxy. Bar face.
Yep. Yeah. And so we get this concept. This is awesome.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to just
open this.
Cutting this up.
And they sell these?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. But it is a very fun thing to do.
Yeah.
As a couple, because you're creating together. You're just, you know, it's something that you have no idea what it is. Never done it before. And I am ripping this thing to
shreds.
And to
have that shared experience creates a lot of good energy towards your bond as a couple. Especially when you get to reminisce about it and look at it later.
Yeah, you know, we've talked about quality time in the past. And quality time is like, you know, spending face-to-face time with your partner, you know, doing things together. This is different, right? Mm-hmm. This is that quality time, but it adds this element of creation.
Right. And when you're creating, you are creating different pathways in your brain. You're joining different neurons. Mm-hmm. And that's what joy really is. Joy is when any two things come together. So I'm just looking at the map, and it's Monterey Bay.
We got all this stuff in here.
It's California.
All right.
Santa Cruz. All right. We've been to Monterey.
Pull all this stuff out. Kind of lay it on the bar top here. This is like a little container. Look at this.
A shell. Skeleton legs. Some buttons. Ooh. Casing.
Here's the glue.
Spool.
So we'll just put that right here for now.
A star. A mahjong piece. That's fun.
There's also
a little Buddha head.
There's some swatch fabrics in here.
Stone.
That's kind of neat.
A star.
Oh, I see. So there's hangers so that you do it 3D in the box.
In the box.
Mm-hmm. And then you could hang it on the wall.
Cool.
That's kind of an art piece.
All right, so why don't we take a pause?
Okay.
And what's pick a number between 1 and 10?
Pick a number between 1 and 10?
Yeah.
7.
I knew you were going to say 7. So we each have to go find 7 items that are personal to us that we can add to this.
7 items? Okay.
7 items. We're going to go on a little treasure hunt in our house, and we're going to find 7 items that we are going to contribute to this creativity.
Okay. All right. I'm going to hit pause.
Fun.
Okay. Okay. So, it's interesting. I found a sock that I've been missing.
Oh.
Just searching around the house for stuff.
We do have 2 puppies that like to take your socks.
Yeah.
And bury them.
Right.
So what'd you pick?
I got, I got this thing here. Let's switch the camera so you can see. This is it's like an eyeglass cover, you know, case I never really use.
Is it meaningful, or you just thought it was cool?
I just thought it was kind of, you know, I wanted to get some fabric. I wanted to add fabric to the mix. And I got a balloon.
Oh, that's fun. Are you going to blow it up or leave it?
Oh, that's a good question. And I found this. It's like maybe a glass tile. I think it was probably from one of our projects on the outside. Two different batteries that are dead. But this this kind of, and
a AA and a watch battery.
And I found in our camping stuff, this is like one of the earliest things that we got, is a Striker.
Which we've never used.
We've never even used it. We didn't really need
it. To make fire.
Yeah, and a marker that's dead. Oh, doesn't work.
That's fun.
Yeah. What'd you get?
Okay. I got this little Buddha statue.
Oh.
Which I think someone gave me. And I love the symbol of the Buddha. You know, Buddha, some people think like it's a god of a religion. But Buddha's just a person. He was a person that really strove to become enlightened and reached enlightenment in a lifetime. And so he's really a symbol of a pathway. He's not a god. So I really love the symbol of Buddha. Then I found this nickel. And the year of the nickel is 1998, which is the year we got married. And I found this.
Oh, yeah.
So when Ray's closest doggy passed, Libby, his sister had her picture made into a keychain, which I thought is really cool. That was really kind of her to do that for you.
Yeah.
So I found that. And then, you know, we love to travel, so I found our global entry passes that are expired.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
And then, you know, some of you guys know that when we first started the podcast, we were recording in Jaxie's Pub.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the traditions in Jaxie's Pub was to put up a dollar bill. And so over the years, many, many, many people put up dollar bills, and we ourselves put up dollar bills. And this is one that Dr. Ray put up.
Oh.
Yeah. And he says,
it's on a 20.
This place shows that money isn't important. Love and community are all that matter here.
Oh.
That's fun?
A nice one, yeah.
And then this was also hanging in Jaxie's Pub, and it's a key from a wedding we were at. So that was like the favor that they got.
Oh, yeah.
So key symbolizes, you know, the key to your heart and that kind of stuff. So cool. That's what I got.
Okay. All right. So now we kind of put it together.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, one thing I was thinking about when getting all these different items and stuff, you know, first of all, it you know, forces you to kind of search throughout your house and all the little nooks and crannies mm-hmm. where we shove things that we don't need anymore.
Or we don't know where else to put.
Right.
But we don't want to get rid of them.
Right. But you have to start creating in your mind.
Yeah.
You know, before we even get to the canvas of what we're doing here, you start, like, there's these connections and, you know, that are being made in your brain while
you're
doing
this. Like,
I had
to decide between, what do I want to contribute to this and what do I want to keep?
Right.
So there were things that I really love, but I didn't want to
put it into this.
Give it into this. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You know, I was also thinking about Chef Raff and mm-hmm. Tony, who we podcasted them.
Yeah.
You know, they talked about food and cooking together.
Yeah.
And how that's really a very creative process as well.
And you're nurturing your body.
Yeah.
And the relationship, which is really cool. And he's inspired us to do a lot more cooking.
Yeah. And how different this is than, you know, like going out to dinner. Like mm-hmm. you and I just sitting across the table and having dinner. But now it's like we're really creating something here. Okay. So let's see. What are we going to do here? All right. See, I was thinking, you know, their instructions are put it together and then
take a picture and
take it apart
and put it back
and then glue it together. I think we just glue it.
I'm with you.
That's what I think.
Okay. So let's think about the background.
What this is, though. Okay. So this is kind of a fun experience.
Yeah, I think that I really enjoyed putting our own pieces in there.
Yeah.
And if I were going to do this again, I would have more of a concept before I started.
Yeah.
You know, because once we started, like, that thing that's hanging in there, we could have done something really cute on there, something more personal or something. Mm-hmm. But we just threw a couple beads on there because it's swinging. That's the thing I'm talking about.
Well, I think the experience, it kind of makes you start thinking in a different way, right?
Yes.
And and so now it's like if we went on to go create our own with our own items, right? Not just what's coming in the kit.
Yep.
Then we would start thinking in that way. Because I'm already thinking about the stuff in the shed.
Right.
There's stuff that we could put in there.
Yeah.
And I would want to do something maybe a larger scale.
Yeah, and maybe something more meaningful than just like a box, but mm-hmm. like you know, an old clock like she has on hers, or something else that was part of our life that could be used in a different way. So mm-hmm. I really like that part. You know, I was thinking, when you're busy thinking about creating and thinking about what you want to design and how things are going to go, what you're not doing is worrying, and you're not depressed, and you're not ruminating, and you're not doing all those things.
Yeah.
Because you have this forward momentum mm-hmm. of this, and it's joyful. It's just fun. You know, I think there was something you were putting on and you're like, oh, it was the battery on the top. And you're like, it doesn't look right standing up. And then you said, well,
it doesn't matter,
right. But it just didn't look right.
It just didn't look right. And you know, you start thinking of rules, and there's no real rules to it.
You're just making it up as you
go. Yeah. You know, what I thought also was, you know, there's an exercise that we do with couples, and we make them build a tower.
Right.
And, you
know, based off John Gottman's work.
Based off of John Gottman's, you know, exercises that he's created. But, you know, the whole point is really to kind of facilitate the communication and facilitate working together, right? And creating together.
When you create, you can't help but do things the way that you do everything. You know, how you cooperate, how you make decisions, how it comes together as the us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And in so many ways, you can get stuck in a routine and in a rut. And when you create together, it breaks you out of that rut.
Yeah.
Like you have to think differently because it's something you haven't experienced before. And, you know, there isn't a template.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. You know, there's a song that our neighbor likes to sing, and it says, how old would you be if you didn't know the day you were born?
Mm.
You know, and I think about that. You know, if you are born in a tribe in the Amazon, your life experience and being on this planet would be vastly different. What your right and wrongs are, what your traditions are, what your values are, what your ethics and morals are, is very, very different than if you're born in the United States or if you're born wherever you're born. And when you only have the experience of your own life, it's hard for you to know that it's kind of all made up. And someone told us along mm-hmm. the way how to be. And we get this fear in us of being bad or wrong, or even possibly shunned from the group if we go outside of that box and do things different. But really, the biggest place that we are limiting ourselves is in our own head.
Yeah.
You know, like the battery.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you think about it, when putting this thing together here, there's no right or wrong. You know, it's just kind of like,
should the balloon be blown up or not blown up?
Right. Right. I mean, and who makes the rules? Nobody makes the rules. And so it really kind of frees you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And when you're creating something that doesn't have any rules or how it should be, then it allows you to tap into your imagination. It allows you to tap into your freedom, right? And if you're doing that together as a couple, then it's like planting a plant, you know, and you're now fostering something that's living, breathing, you know, within your relationship. And when you look at it after you've created together, you will remind you of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a saying that a blank canvas has no wrong answer.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a problem to solve. It's just something to create. And, you know, the point of creating is to reflect back to yourself who you are. The point of creating as a couple is to reflect back who we are mm-hmm. as a couple. And, you know, the idea of a life not examined. What was the Delphi?
Yeah.
An unexamined life has no value. Something like that. I don't know the exact quote.
I don't remember it.
But, you know, I would say an unexamined relationship isn't worth the pain of it, because relationships are fairly painful.
Yeah.
And the point of the pain is to grow and become. And, you know, this isn't a painful exercise, but there's little tiny pain points along the way. Like, do I want to offer this thing to that? Or am I going to compromise on a decision that we are making versus if I made it myself?
And a potential for rejection too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. So your partner's like, no, don't do that or whatever. Then it could feel like you are being shunned or rejected.
Yeah. So there are all those interesting things that show you who you are and who the we is.
You know, I was also thinking about while we were doing this is many times we ask couples, what does their bedroom look like?
Oh, yeah, that's the best.
Right. And a lot of them will come back and say that their designer designed their bedroom, right?
Or a picture in a magazine.
Right, or one person of the couple.
And the other person had no input.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you just think about the symbology of that. You know, your bedroom, your master bedroom is really a reflection of your relationship, of your bond.
It's your sanctuary.
It is your sanctuary. And it should reflect that. You know, and not just be this cookie cutter thing that does not resonate your relationship.
I remember when we first started dating and I lived in my own place and I had already decorated the way I'd like it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we knew we were a thing, that was the first thing we did is I'm like, let's.
When you were an item.
When I knew you were my person.
Ah, yes.
You know, we decided to claim that room, our bedroom, as ours. And we, Hunter Green, we painted it. Do you remember that?
We repainted it. We mm-hmm. put bought a new bed. Up, right? It was like a half wall.
Half and half, yeah. Boy, we probably don't even have any pictures of that room.
Probably not.
Wow. No. Maybe a VHS.
Yeah. Yeah, so we really, created that bedroom to be our sanctuary and really to reflect.
Yeah, us. I really wanted you to feel like this was your home too, not mm-hmm. just a place you were stepping into. And, you know, we really only lived there for a few months and then we moved out and we've always lived in a common place since then. But I remember that being very important. And, you know, that might be a good conversation to have with your partner of how do they feel about the bedroom? And, you know, we were just in a creative space. We added to this room. Ray did a lot of work construction-wise. There's a new ceiling, if you can see. And what we also did is we hung a bunch of photos in our bedroom of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's our relationship through the years and some really highlight things that we did or maybe just cute pictures of us. And it's lovely to look at them.
Well, it makes it not, you know, a cookie cutter kind of space. Well, you know how it was just, it's like a blank slate. And so now putting our pictures there, it resonates us.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I like looking at them.
Yeah.
And going in there.
Yep.
So creativity, absolutely essential for a loving relationship. You know, a loving relationship is always evolving and growing or it's dying. And so this is the investment that keeps the growth possible. Creativity, quality time, all of that is investment in your relationship. And it is something that is needing to be done consistently on a consistent basis.
There's another thing we do that I think is really cool is when we travel, we collect things. So we collect couple statues,
mm-hmm.
which we can put a picture in here of that. And we collect travel mugs, coffee mugs, with very specific characteristics that I like. And we collect ornaments. And the ornaments are really fun because you forget about them through the year. And then when you're putting the tree together the next year, like, oh, yeah, this was from 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago. So that's another, you know, when you're infusing energy into your relationship through creativity, it gives back to you as you see the piece again or whatever that is. So those are important things.
Yeah, absolutely. So get creating out there. All you couples, so important.
If and you create something, send us a picture of it. We'd
love to
see it.
That'd be great. Yeah. Actually, we'd love to see some pictures. And I'm sure Esther and Spencer would love to see pictures too.
Yeah.
If you decide to do a project like this.
So thank you guys for sending us this box and helping us tap into this creativity and being the idea for this podcast episode.
Yes. So we want to thank you all for joining us on Couple Synergy. Our passion is in helping couples and people have happy and healthy relationships. And this podcast gives us a fun way of bringing our knowledge and expertise to you, our listeners. For all of you listening, please let us know how you enjoyed the show. If you have any questions, comments, or topic suggestions, please email us at contact@couplesynergy.com. For more information about Couple Synergy and our programs such as Relationship 101, the Home Study Course, the next Couples Relationship Enhancement Weekend, and our premier couples coaching program called Couple to Couple, look us up online at couplesynergy.com.
And if you know someone who could benefit from this episode, please download it and share it, and thank you for listening.
Until next time, synergize your life and synergize your love.
You have been listening to Couple Synergy with Dr. Ray and Jean Katkodian. Couple Synergy was recorded, edited, and produced by Dr. Ray and Jean Katkodian. Voiceover and music entitled Breathe and Let Go was recorded and composed by Gina Gonzalez.